Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've had a happy Christmas day. I hope you've remembered some old friends, and have forgotten some old grudges, and have gathered the family around a cheerful table and a warm fireside. I have been asked to say a few words to you on behalf of those who have not been able to see their friends or kith and kin today, and will not be able to see them on any day, however long they live. I've been asked to appeal to you on behalf of the blind. A fund has been started known as the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Its object is to provide, so far as is practicable, that every blind person in the land shall have a wireless set. All the British societies working for the welfare of the blind population, and in touch with their wishes, are agreed that this is much the best thing to do for blind people at the present moment. The Prince of Wales himself, our Prince, has become the president of this new fund, and the British Broadcasting Corporation, who are helping in every way they can, have given us this opportunity, my most valuable opportunity, as you can well imagine, of talking it over together on this night of all nights. On this night, when everyone feels that they would like to do something to make the world better, and to make our island better, be it only a little better, for those who dwell in it. Let me first say a word about broadcasting. When all is said and done, it is a miracle. At any rate, to those who have not been brought up to it. Here am I, sitting in my home in Kent, and talking to you, all of you, millions. I do not know how many millions, perhaps 4 or 5 millions, also sitting in your homes, with most of those who are dearest to you in the world, close. I can talk quite easily to you, and tell you about this plan, which we think ought to be carried out now, without delay, and can quite easily be carried out now, without delay, if we just make our minds up about it. We can almost do a miracle ourselves this Christmas night. We cannot say, "Let the blind see." But we can say, and it is the motto of this fund, "Let the blind hear." We cannot rescue them from darkness, but we can rescue them from silence. One would almost have thought wireless was made for the blind. It has been a great new pleasure in the lives of millions of people, but it is like a new draught of life to the blind. Just close your eyes for a moment, and keep them closed. Fancy that you can never open them again. Never see the faces that you know so well. Never see the sunshine, and the sky, and fields, and flowers. Always alone, always in the dark. Always to be dependent upon other people to tell you what was going on. Finding it hard to get your living, and harder still, to get to any place of amusement, or instruction, to a concert or a lecture, or anything like that. And then remember that day after day, year after year, this darkness will continue, and that there will be no end to it in this world. And then, suppose someone came and put a little instrument in your hands, which you could hold to your ear, and suddenly listen for hours at a time to music, songs and dances far away, to drama and recitations and comic turns and the news of the day, all that these ever-inspiring programs offer. Why, you wouldn't feel half so shut out. You would feel yourself back in the world, with all its movement and hope and some of its fun. Have you still got your eyes closed? You may open them now. I want to talk a little business. We want you to give us some money to buy wireless sets for the blind people. We want you to give us enough money to buy wireless sets for all our blind people in this famous island of Britain. Mr. McKenna, do you remember him? He was the First Lord of the Admiralty and Chancellor of the Exchequer, like I was too, once upon a time. and now he is chairman of one of the great banks. He will receive any donations you can afford to send to him. You should send it to him direct at 226 Great Portland Street. I should like one of you in every house to make a collection among those present as soon as I have finished speaking, and send the money collected in an envelope to Mr. McKenna. If you are rich, you can easily afford it. If you were rich enough to send 25 guineas, it can be arranged that a number of blind people in your particular district should be specially chosen to have the wireless sets purchased with your money, and if you like, but I expect you wouldn't, your name can be mentioned. If you are not rich, to give something, however little, is the best way to feel rich. I am going to have a collection here in my home. I am not going to tell you how much we get. If it were a lot, you would think we were boasting. If it were a little, you would think we were stingy. Let us all do what we can. I have had a letter from a working man sending me 2 shillings and 9 pence. He says it is the rebate from his penny in the slot gas meter, which he always gives in aid of the blind fund. He says there are millions of families who use these gas meters. Well, of course, if only 1 in 10 do as much as that, we shall have all, and more, than we require. Let us just see what it is we want to do. There are about 60,000 blind people in our island. 15,000 of them have already got their wireless sets. You know there is no 10 shillings wireless license required for blind people. Parliament has arranged that, and all the parliaments over the empire are doing the same. That leaves 45,000. Some of them are in institutions where they have large wireless sets. So perhaps you might say there are 35,000 sets wanted now, and it costs about £2 a set. I am not very good at arithmetic. When I was Chancellor of the Exchequer, I used to have a lot of Treasury bigwigs to add up the figures for me. But I can easily do this sum myself. £70,000. That's what we're asking for tonight. Surely we can do that. I think it would be a fine thing to do. A fine thing at one stroke, with one strong gesture of decision, to let it be known that when the new year dawns, that the unwritten law springing from the hearts of the British people has decreed that no blind person in our island shall lack a wireless set. You have heard of Cinderella? That is a lovely story. It warms the cockles of the heart. There is Cinderella, sitting at home all by herself. The lights are out, the fire is almost dead, and all the rest of the family, the heavy father and the stepmother and all the ugly sisters, that's all of us, have gone off to the party, and poor Cinderella is alone in the dark. Then the fairy godmother comes in at the door. She waves her wand and carries Cinderella away on the magic wings of fancy to all the gaieties and joys and splendours of the world. Anyone can be a fairy godmother tonight for £2, or any little group can get together and make up £2, but a shilling or even a penny will count, because we are all working together on this job. So don't be afraid of sending a little contribution, because even the smallest will count, because it will all be organized by people who have their soul in this business, and nothing will be wasted nor go astray. Captain Ian Fraser, who used to be the blind MP and had his eyes shot out in the war, is looking after it. He devotes himself to this work. I remember another story, but I cannot remember the book I read it in. Perhaps some of you will know it. It was about a man, an innocent man, who was sentenced to penal servitude for life. And after he had been some time in prison, the woman he loved was able to communicate with him by telepathy. So when night came, and the long, grinding routine of the prison day was over, and the warder had locked up the cell with a clang, and he fell asleep on his hard bed. A door, which was not there by day, opened in the stone wall, and there was his beloved. Come to take him away to wonderful countries, and gardens where the sun shone brightly, and the air was cool and sparkling. And so what did he mind the long toil in the prison yard, and breaking stones in the quarry, and eating tasteless food and being pushed about by the other prisoners? He knew that with the setting of the sun he could escape from all of this. All the night he roamed and rejoiced, and all the day he looked forward to the night. And then, one night, when he went to sleep, the mysterious door in the wall failed to open. There was nothing but the stony wall. His beloved had died. It never opened again. But you, for £2, with no telepathy or anything like that, can open a door in any blind man's cell which nothing in the world can ever close.